November 16, 1909. Sin is the only disorder in the soul. After spending bitter days of privation, having received communion, I was lamenting to Blessed Jesus, saying to him, "It really seems you want to leave me completely. But, at least tell me, do you want me to go out of this state? Who knows what disorder there's in me that you have moved away? Tell me, for I promise you from the heart, I will be more good. And Jesus, my daughter, do not become alarmed. When I make you lose consciousness, remain peaceful. When I don't, remain more peaceful, without wasting time. Whatever happens to you, take everything from my hands. Can I not suspend your state for a few days? As for the disorder, I would have told you. Do you know what puts disorder in the soul? Only sin, even the slightest. Oh, how it deforms her, discolors her, debilitates her. But the interior states, the privations, do no harm to her. Therefore, be careful not to offend me, even slightly, and have no fear of disorder in your soul. And I, but, Lord, there must be something bad in me. Before, you did nothing but come and go, and in these visits, sharing of crosses, of nails, of thorns. But when nature has become so used to them to the point of considering them natural, so much so, that suffering is easier for her than not suffering, you withdraw. How is it possible that there is nothing grave in me?" And Jesus, benignly, told me, "Listen, my daughter, I had to dispose your soul to make you reach this point of delighting in suffering, so as to do my work. Therefore I had to test you, surprise you, load you with sufferings, so that your nature might rise again to new life. This work I have completed, since the participation in my pains has remained in you permanently, now more, now less. Now, having completed this work, I am enjoying it. Don't you want me to rest? Listen, do not want to think about it. Let your Jesus do it, who loves you very much. I know when my crafting is necessary in you, and when I must rest from my work.